Please, Mrs. Hubbard. Please, Mrs. Hubbard, you must understand, these new rules are the law of the land. I've got to apply them, it's what I'm paid to do. Yes, I know your cupboard is bare, and you've got 3 kids and it isn't fair, but the social fund has nothing to spare for you. And there's a hard glass wall between you and me. Do you get family credit? You do. Your husband's low wage, and the children too. But now the whole of your housing benefit's gone. And now the kids' school meals aren't free anymore. You're rather worse off than before, though the rules were changed to help the poor get on. There's a hard glass wall between you and me. Look, Mrs. Hubbard, I have told you once, you get nothing from the social fund this month, so reapply next month, find the kid a second-hand bed. Your social worker spoke on the phone, and as you haven't adequate funds of your own, I'm authorized to offer you a loan instead. But there's a hard glass wall between you and me. Apply to a charity, try one or two. They might have something for someone like you. The Salvation Army clear houses when people have died. You can't claim the benefits you used to get. You've refused a loan, you're already in debt. You need help, Mrs. Hubbard, so please forget your pride. Though there's a hard glass wall between you and me. Since fewer claims such as yours have been paid, look what savings the government's made. The wealthier wealth creators pay far less tax. The government gives them the right to choose. They're free to win and you're free to lose. When it comes to benefits, we're told to use the axe. And there's a hard glass wall between you and me. One minister thought he'd abolished you, but there are lots more Mrs. Hubbards in the queue, faces lined with the signs of worry, need and fear. He couldn't say what poverty was at all. He'd never stood in front of this hard glass wall, knowing he'd never need to pay a call down here, where there's a hard glass wall between you and me. And we call it Social Security.